This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 459 for Monday, July 4th. ICE canola futures are down sharply on Monday morning as the final month of the 2021-22 crop year begins. As trading resumes after Canada Day, the November canola contract gives up $43.80 at $834.70 per ton, and the January contract retreats $45.50 at $841 per ton. The United States markets are closed today for Independence Day, but they fell hard on Friday. Trading in the U.S. is scheduled to resume on Tuesday morning. Declines in European rapeseed are adding pressure onto canola, while the off-session of Malaysian palm oil is narrowly mixed. Gains in global crude oil prices are lending support to vegetable oils. Ahead of tomorrow's area report from Stats Canada, the market is pegging 2022 canola acres at 20.2 million to 22.7 million. In 2021, farmers seeded almost 22.5 million acres. As for all wheat planted area, the trade projects acres to be 23.7 million to 25.4 million compared to the 23.4 million in 2021. With rain already falling across most of the southern prairies, more precipitation is forecast for much of this week. On Thursday, Saskatchewan and Alberta issued their weekly crop reports, with both provinces citing the June rains having led to good crops and replenished soil moisture levels. The Canadian dollar is a pinch higher, with the loonie rising to 77.67 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 77.6. Ahead of trade resuming tomorrow, rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures were down hard on Friday. The August contract dropped 51 cents at $15.10 per bushel. August soy oil fell 2.58 cents at 64.43 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal pulled back $13.40 at $4.22.10 per short ton. Corn futures were lower as the September contract was down 9 cents at $6.20 per bushel. Chicago oats were lower, with the September contract losing 10.5 cents at $5.05. The U.S. wheat complex was hit hard as Chicago September gave up 38 cents at $8.46. Kansas City September retreated 38 cents as well at $9.13.5. And Minneapolis September tumbled 42 cents at $9.48. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, July 4th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.